friends. How are you guys
doing?
Welcome to WW Park Hoppers Live, and here we are in the gorgeous Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House.
Jumbo.
The tree is behind us. The gorgeous wood. Oh my, I love this. Is my second favorite resort.
Second favorite. First probably being the Polynesian?
Wilderness Lodge.
Really?
I love Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, you just like the Polynesian because it has Stitch.
I do. That's a plus.
That
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm not going to lie. So, welcome, guys.
Wait. And I think it might have been your favorite before they took out the waterfall.
They took the waterfall out? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Polynesian, yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm with you now.
See, we take a week off and we forget anything.
So welcome, everybody. We're so glad that you're here. My name is Park Hopper John. This is Park Hopper Sid, and we are WDW Park Hoppers. You can find out more out about us at wdwparkhoppers.com. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all at WDW Park Hoppers. If you like what you're seeing, if you love hanging out with Disney friends, talking Disney news and some rumors and stuff going on, please visit, share this video, and give us a thumbs up, like us, and is there anything else?
Oh, and most importantly, give us a comment. Ask us a question. Let us know what you think. You know, how are the ears? You know, did you notice the matchy-matchy shirts? All that kind of stuff. We want to hear your questions, your comments, and definitely your opinions on some of the news stories, because you are Disney fans, and trust me, we know that Disney fans have Disney opinions.
Yeah, we got a really juicy tidbit we're going to talk about later on tonight. But there's one other thing.
Oh, wait. One thing. We know we're a little dark, so you don't have to tell us that.
Not a lot
but
we can do.
You know, it's really nice in here. It's got great ambiance. There's a beautiful Christmas tree behind us. So
and we're flying
we decided
under the
to
Disney
go with
radar.
It. Yep.
So.
And if, you know, and wave at the people behind. That's fine.
That's right. We want to make sure that if you're watching live, and if you're not doing anything on Tuesday nights, we're always here, 7 p.m.
Somewhere on Disney property.
We're going to be getting to all the questions in the chat room. We're going to try to get through all the news and stuff. But we'll only be here for about 20 minutes or so, call it a night, because we're both hungry. It's been a long day, and we just got back from vacation, and mentally we're right now. So
well, I'm right back into work. So I'm just going to warn you now, I haven't reread anything ahead of time, so bear with me. Woo! All right, first story. Garden Rocks dining packages open December 13th, and new acts have been announced for the 2019 Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, that's
going
to be fun.
So, we're already talking about the Flower and Garden Festival. I feel like, you know, it's not even Christmas yet. 2019.
Mm-hmm. So, we're announcing the Flower and Garden Festival in December. What month do you think they'll announce the Food and Wine Festival?
January.
I say March.
Okay.
All right.
2019 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, lovingly known as the Flower and Wine Festival or the Food and Garden Festival.
I get them confused all the time.
Absolutely. Will be held March 6th through June 3rd. So it's a whole month this time.
No. It's 90 days.
March 6th, March, April. Oh, wow. 3 months. Okay, so I'm going to go back over here.
Okay, you're cut off.
All right. Drinking juice. They will boast a wide selection of tasty bites at outdoor kitchens, along with dozens of Disney-themed topiaries in full bloom around the theme park. Because again, all at Epcot, it has become the land of festivals. The festival's Garden Rock concert series, so over in the America Pavilion, you got the whole stage. Yes.
Yep.
It is now expanding to 7 days a week. It used to just be on the weekends, and then it was like Friday through Monday,
right.
And now it's 7 days a week
in
2019. 270 concerts spanning multiple genres over the course of the 90-day event.
Yep.
The best news of all is the concerts are included with daily admission to Epcot.
That's right.
So
concerts are free.
Now they have returning favorites like The Spinners and Herman's Hermits. And of course, starring Peter Noon. I know you're very excited about that. Well, they will be joined by new bands and new artists like Toby Mac, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and Colin Hay of Men at Work.
I'm so excited about Colin Hay. I cannot wait to
I'm
see him.
I'm very excited about Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Plus,
additional artists will be announced in the near future.
Yeah.
But right now, we are looking at, I'm going to give you the quick version. We'll put the dates and everything on the
on our
blog, and we'll put it on the Facebook page. So, Glass Tiger, Simple Plan, Berlin, The Smithereens, he's new. Christopher Cross, new. Very excited about
new,
that one.
New to the
Garden Rocks.
Right, right. Because he was here for
The
Food
Spinners,
Month, but
Sister Sledge, new to Garden Rocks. Sister Hazel.
Two sister acts right in a row.
Sister Hazel was a surprise act during the Food and Wine Festival because somebody else got sick. We absolutely love Sister Hazel, so very excited. Yep. Again, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Toby Mac, Lone Star. There is an orchestra starring the former members of ELO.
Interesting.
Yes. Herman's Hermits, like we said, Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles, and Colin Hay of Men at Work. So, just like with the Food and Wine Festival, the performances take place 5:30, 6:45 p.m., and 8 p.m. each night of the festival. There will be dining packages, so you can either buy a breakfast, a lunch, or a dinner, and then you get reserved advanced seating. So you do have to show up and line up, but you still, your line goes in first.
Right.
And reservations for the dining packages can be accepted beginning December 13th. So this week.
Yep.
You can go online or start calling 407-WDW-DINE.
And how they do it is if you do a breakfast package, you're going to get the 5:30 show. If you do a lunch package, you're going to get 6:45. If you do a dinner package, you get the late show at 8 p.m. So that's totally worth it. And if there's an artist that you have to see, this is the best way to do it without having to stand in line and do all that kind of crazy nonsense. So, yeah, there's that. For those guests who are coming down over Christmas week and you're actually staying on property, Disney offers something that, you know, I love that they do, but I'm always shocked that they do it because it's just, it's one of those things, it's just very unique that Disney continues to do. They do Christmas Day religious services for people who are staying on property. So,
well, this, you know, they did some Hanukkah services also.
They did.
Okay.
So this is not for anyone.
Equal opportunity.
Not for anyone who's local. It's only for people who are staying on property. Walt Disney World guests wishing to attend Mass or a service on Christmas Day, you have the opportunity to attend a service specially geared for whichever side of the aisle you're on at Disney's Contemporary Resort.
Whichever side of the aisle.
Yeah, it'll make more
sense. Do they have the pagan services too?
Some would say that every day at Disney's. Anyway, so did I ever mention how Christmas got started? Anyway, so on December 25th of 2018...
Everyone in church that watches us just clicked off.
Three services will be held in the Contemporary Fantasia Ballroom. The schedule is as follows, all right? So, 8 a.m., Catholic service. Early risers, first to the festival. Festivus, excuse me. 9:15 is their Protestant service. I love how they say that.
Yes.
And then 10:30, another Catholic service. So, if you want to sleep in, come to the 10:30. You want to get up early, that'll get you to the parks faster.
And if you mess up your times and you accidentally go to the Catholic service, you know, it's a new experience.
Yep. The services are free and open to everyone who is wanting to attend if you're staying on Disney property. This is not for locals. So, due to the anticipated holiday crowds throughout Walt Disney World, parking at the Contemporary is not available.
Yes.
Unless you're
a resort guest.
Or you have a reservation. Those staying at the Seven Seas Lagoon area, so the Poly, the Grand Floridian, are encouraged to take a bus, a boat, a monorail, or walk to Disney's Contemporary Resort. Guests staying elsewhere should plan to either make use of Disney transportation or plan on taking an Uber, minivan,
or
hitchhike.
Or you park at the Magic Kingdom.
Or, as I like to tell people, you can just parachute in.
There you go.
There you go. Another way to get there is to come to the Magic Kingdom's TTC, and then you can grab a bus or monorail or whatever you feel led to do. So that would be a very unique thing to do for Christmas.
So can you say if whatever you feel led by God to do?
I can say that.
All right, then. There you go.
I can say that. So.
All right. Wait. It is close to Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Before we move on, don't you have a tip or a tidbit for these nice people that are watching us?
Why, I do.
All 2.5 of them?
You're going to be doing some shopping, right? It's Christmas, and, you know, time is running out. So if you're going to go to Amazon do some shopping, one thing that we would please beg of you is to go to wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon, and that'll send you directly to Amazon's page. But what they'll, Amazon will get a little link in the code that says that you came from Park Hoppers, and they'll kick back a couple pennies to us. It doesn't cost you any extra. It doesn't change how you Amazon. It just helps us out. We encourage you to do that. And
if you're Prime, you're still Prime. If you were logged in before and you still go to this, you're
going
to show up logged in. The only change is that we get a few cents off whatever you buy. It comes out of Amazon's pocket, not yours, not ours. And what pops up, the first page, is all Disney.
All
so if you're
Disney
going to
stuff.
Look for Disney stuff anyway, here's a shortcut.
Hey, there you go. We've done some of the work for you.
There
the
you
other
go.
Thing is we've got new designs in our shop for Disney t-shirts. We're adding new designs weekly. We would love for you to go to www.parkhoppers.com/shop and check that out as well. If there's a design that you'd like, let me know. I'll hit my creative team up, and we'll try to figure out how we can make that happen. All right?
Absolutely.
Next up.
And I think we're going to be modeling some of these shirts after the first of the year.
Definitely.
Because we have a plethora of Disney by the Number T-shirt club Christmas shirts that we want to show off. In fact, this one, I don't know if you can see.
No, this is Disney by the Numbers.
That's what I said.
No,
this is Disney by the Number. This is the new Christmas Orange Bird shirt. So.
My favorite shirt that we do is the Doing It for the Dole Whip.
Yes, I know. That is your favorite shirt. That is a Park Hopper shirt.
Doing It for the Dole Whip.
Absolutely. All right.
Chilly.
It is. All right. Very quickly, just so you know, on December 15th, there will be two performances of the Festival of Fantasy Parade. This is a very busy day in the Magic Kingdom. Operating hours for that day are from 8 a.m. to midnight. Disney has taken the unusual step of adding a second performance of the Festival of Fantasy Parade.
It's awesome.
It is. So, and this used to be the one that we joked about and was, what time is the 3 o'clock parade?
Yeah, funny
thing. It is not the 3 o'clock parade on this day.
Not anymore.
It is the 11 o'clock parade, 11 a.m. 11 a.m.
A.m.
And the 2 p.m. parade.
2 p.m.
It is a double day parade day.
Wow.
That only occurs during Christmas week, with the Once Upon a Christmas Time parade taking place twice a day normally. So this is a big special day, so go celebrate. Who knows? It's Disney. They might have a special double parade day button.
They might. I don't know. I would love to know why they're doing this. I guess they have so many people there. And plus, I'm assuming the dragon is back. The fire-breathing dragon is back. Maybe not fire-breathing.
You mean the fire-living? The fire-dying? Yes.
The charcoal maker is back in action, so we'll see what happens there. Go check that out. We might have to go do that. Of course, it'll be busy that day, but...
All right, so we're going to go off the rails right now, y'all.
Yeah, normally we only cover Walt Disney World stuff, but correct. We're going to talk about a story that came to light that starts at Disneyland, because I think it's going to have ripples that touch us over here. And
So Disneyland, that's a place out in California, right?
Yes, it's where it all started. I think we're about to get a concert. And
all right, we'll talk quick.
The other thing is, it's a little controversial. I would love to hear what you guys think of the comments, but... Be nice, because Disney may or may not read what we write here. So,
but definitely comment.
Yeah, the question is Disneyland cracking down on personal shoppers and merchandise resellers? And the question is yes. So, according to the Orange County Register, the Disneyland Resort has begun canceling annual pass holders, passes for people that Disney has identified as buying merchandise in the parks with the intent to resell it. And that's a very important piece, the intent to resell.
Mm-hmm.
The Orange County Register spoke with an annual pass holder who started a small personal shopping business 4 years ago and received a letter recently saying that their annual pass is being revoked for 1 year.
So one year, smack on the wrist. Yes.
The annual pass holder received a phone call a few days later, during which they were told that the pass was revoked because they were purchasing items and selling them and making a profit against Disney. Pause for just a second. Not only do you get the cool Christmas tree, now you get Christmas music sung by a live choir. We called ahead just for you guys. This person said it came out of nowhere. I had no warning. They took away my pass right before the holidays.
You mean she had no warning other than the fact that it's in our contract,
right?
And people say, don't tell Disney you're doing this, and cast members have been fired over this.
Right. So according to...
But no warning.
According to the AP annual pass, she was still required to make those monthly payments.
Well, she broke the contract.
Right. Two other secret shoppers arrived to the parks to the park to find out that their passes had been revoked. Once they made some phone calls, they found out that Disney was revoking their pass because of their purchasing habits, and they found out on a Facebook page that they were reselling Disney items. So...
Well, now, how much money are these people actually making?
Well, this couple said they were only making $200 to $300, which I...
A month.
A month, which doesn't sound like a lot, and I'm not necessarily certain that that's accurate, because I know that people that do the Dooney and Burke reselling sell them at a much greater profit.
Well, now, it depends. So we've got some live studio audience members, and they're monitoring the audio, so you can hear the music, but it's not overwhelming.
Right.
We've got background music. It's awesome.
Right. So Disneyland...
Well, hold on. We were talking about the Dooney and Burke. So what happens there a lot of times is that, you know, people will buy two purses because they want... They don't know which one they want, and they can't get there. So they buy two, and then they know they're going to resell one just because they only want to keep one.
Right.
Yeah, and the return process, I'm sorry, Disney, sometimes sucks.
Right.
And then there's the people that walk in the door, and you can have up to three purses or up to two of each style, and they walk out with whatever they can with the intent to resell. But again, so many people are doing that, and Disney has gotten better about increasing the inventory that they're not able to make as much money as they used to.
Correct. And what it boils down to is this. So these people that, like we saw at the Christmas party, that stalked the Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom cards and collected 30 or 40 cards, and Disney cast members were watching them, knew what they were doing.
They recognized one woman as someone who does it all the time. They wait for the cast to change, like somebody goes on breaks, and they walk up and say, "Oh, I didn't get my cards for the Halloween party. Can I have a couple for me and my family?" And they do this 4, 5, 6 times a day for a week straight, and then they resell them for $5, $8, $10 online.
Yeah, the Christmas Sorcerer of the Magic Kingdom cards for the current year are going for somewhere between $17 and $25 a card. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem. But the other thing, Disney doesn't have or hasn't put in place the ability to track what pass holders are purchasing. So we have pass holder exclusives, and they limit how many the pass holders can get. The problem is these pass holders who go in and buy, you know, 10 or 12 items, and then they use their discount, and then they go back a couple days later and buy 10 or 12 items. My thought process is, doesn't the Disney shop, the park shop app, should eliminate all that? But it doesn't, because they make in-park exclusives, they make pass holder exclusives that are only available if you come to Walt Disney World.
Well, and they also only have a certain amount of things that are available online.
Right.
While more of it is available in person, in the shops. You know, there's things that are available here at this lodge that aren't available anywhere else.
Right.
And so if somebody really wants it that badly and they're not nearby, you know, we've had friends say, "Hey, I can't get there. Can you go buy this for me?" That's not what Disney's talking about.
No.
They're talking about the people that go for the exclusive merchandise. They go for the grand openings, the releases. So I'm not seeing a whole lot of comments. Do any of you know people that do this? Have you ever done it? Have you ever seen anyone get in trouble? Have you seen these prices?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
There's two things. The last two things I'll say, and I sound like a broken record because I said this earlier. There's two things at play. One, Disney creates this scarcity problem, and they feed the beast. They make it to where they have items that are only available to certain people at certain times, and they don't make it available online, and so people are hit with that scarcity, and then they panic because it's like, "Oh, what if I don't get one? What if I don't get one?" And so they've created this market. And on one side of the coin, Disney's very cool with that because they want to have that hungry market. But then, just like any other...
It's my favorite Christmas carol, sorry.
Yeah. Any other, you know, free market society is going to create an opportunity to fix that. And then the flip side is people are created by Disney to be scared of missing out on anything. And I've joked about this so many times, it's not even funny. Disney fans don't have the ability to make a decision. You know, they can't just have one thing, or they can't decide to have, you know, one of each item. They have to have all of it. So we've kind of created this problem ourselves, and now Disney's feeding into it, and then they're realizing that they've made a mistake, and they haven't been able to track it. So some people who have created some businesses to feed the need are getting slapped on the wrist.
But there's also the side of it that there are times that Disney has truly tried to prevent that. And then you go to the outlet stores, or you go to the Cast Connections, and there's 2,000 of something sitting there. and Disney has just lost a ton of money.
Right.
You know, we now have in some of our outlet stores here in Orlando and in the Cast Connection store, we have stuff from Shanghai Disney that was there from last year. And so it went through Shanghai Disney and did not sell. It went to Shanghai Disney's outlet stores. It did not sell. They tried to sell it there, and they decided to put it on a boat and send it over here and see if we would buy it.
Right.
And so they've lost a bunch of money on this, and they're just trying to get back whatever they can.
Right.
And so it's the supply and demand, because you're never quite sure what is going to make people go, oh my gosh, I have to have that.
Right.
If you would have told me that people would have gone nuts over the Disney dog, Dooney and Burks, the way they did that first round of them, because I don't know if you know, there's a second one.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas for Mama.
No.
Okay. I'm kidding.
Yeah. So, the thing is, when you purchase an annual pass, there's in the legal part that nobody reads, there's actual lines that say, you will not use your annual pass holder discount to purchase items with the intent to sell. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to purchase an item and realize that you don't really want it and you don't want to return it, so you just want to throw it out on eBay, or you have a bunch of items that you've collected over the years. You're like, girl, I want to get rid of these. I'm going to sell them on eBay. That's different.
Or you have a buddy that says, hey, you know, I'll slip you an extra $5 if you go get me one because I'm in Oklahoma.
Right. But, you know, I understand Disney side of it. I also understand the secret shoppers or the personal shopper side of it. It's just an interesting conversation. And we'll see how it plays out, and then we'll see what happens when it comes over here, because I know Walt Disney World is replete with secret shoppers. It's crazy. What do you guys think? Leave us a comment in the show notes. Leave us a comment in the section below. We would love to know what you guys think. And if you're watching us live, we'll get to the comments in just a second. But next week, where are we going to be next week?
Let's see. Where are we going to be? Oh, you know what? It has been a long time. I think we're going to end up back at the Polite Pig at Disney Springs.
Yay! Where it all started. Well, we've been invited by the manager there to come and check out some of their Christmas offerings, and we have yet to do that. So we're going to go check out the pig.
We were out of town last week.
Yeah.
So
we're going to go to the Polite Pig next week, and that's going to be our last show for 2018.
Really?
Yeah.
We're there already. Oh my gosh.
So then we'll come back after the first of the year on January 8th. Seems like a long time, but
is
it's
Christmas
really not. It's only
Tuesday?
2 weeks. Christmas and New Year's are on a Monday.
Okay.
So yeah.
We could do. All right.
Not going to happen. So yeah, make sure you find us over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, all at WDW Park Hoppers, and make sure you visit us at WDWParkHoppers.com. Four parks, one world.
And everything in between.
Thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.